Good morning. My guest this morning is Beth Craven from Main Stage West.
Good morning, Roland.
So a new show coming up at Main Stage West. And just before we came on the air, you remarked that it's one of your favorite shows, The Road to Mecca.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about it.
Oh, this is such a beautiful play. For those of your listening audience that know Athol Fugard, he's the sort of premier South African playwright. And many of his plays, you know, all of his plays are set against the apartheid South Africa. But this is probably the most kind of incandescent and human of all of his plays. I mean, all of his plays are very human, but it's a very, very sweet and also profound play about a woman who was based on the life of a real person, Helen Martins, who created the Owl House. The Owl House, she didn't know she was creating it at the time. She was just doing sculptures in her backyard. She's a folk artist, not trained as an artist at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she created hundreds of these amazing sculptures toward the end of her life after her husband died, and willed her home and all of her work to the South African region that she was from in New Bethesda. So this play is three characters. Helen, of course, it takes place in her home in one evening. And she's visited by a very progressive young friend of hers, Elsa, who's driven from Cape Town to see her, because she's received a very disturbing letter from Miss Helen's. And the other character is a preacher named Marius Bylevold.
Oh, what a South African name
yes,
that is.
Yes, and he's a Calvinist preacher from this region in the outlying areas of South Africa. Very, you know, kind of strict and staid, but a very good friend of Helen's. And he's trying to get her to commit herself to an old age home because he doesn't believe that it's safe for her to live in her home anymore. And Elsa's there to try to encourage her not to take this offer. So in this one evening where they all converge on her home, it's this amazing discussion of art and freedom and religion to a certain degree. Although the road to Mecca indicates that it might be about Islam. It's not. Right. It has nothing to do with that. It's the Mecca is her Mecca that she creates in her home, in her mind.
An ideal.
Yeah. She's never been to Mecca and doesn't ascribe to any religion, really. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story.
He's a wonderful writer.
Oh, my goodness. He's a wonderful writer.
Or was a wonderful writer.
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes. He wrote in the way that very few people write anymore, with this wonderful language and very, very accessible but incredible poetic imagery.
Right. You know? He really is. He speaks for his time and for his generation and for his place.
He does.
In a way that very, very few writers who come from anywhere do.
Yes, that's right. He was a wonderful playwright, yeah.
So Road to Mecca comes to Main Stage West on the 5th and plays through the 21st. Correct. At the usual theater times.
Yes.
But you have one day off.
Yes, we have the first Sunday we're not playing. So people should know that because ordinarily we do play on that Sunday. Otherwise, it's Thursday through Sunday, and our Sunday matinees regularly happen at 5 o'clock.
Right.
The other show's at 8.
And this is Main Stage West in Sebastopol. You can't miss it, folks. It is really the only game in town.
Aw, that's so nice. And Laura Jorgensen plays Miss Helen.
Yes.
Ilana Nierenberger plays Elsa, and John Craven plays
What a
Marius.
Cast.
It's a great cast.
That is terrific. Okay. For tickets, 823-0177. Online, mainstagewest.com. Thanks again for coming in, Beth.
Oh, thank you so much, Roland.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.